Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
www.jewelsbyern.com. That's www.jewelsbyern.com.
CYELAN.com. And perhaps you like to host a party or like to attend a party in which she's giving. Or simply you want to browse from your home or the comfort of your office. Or you can call 914-512-8578 for private showing. That's 914-512-8578. Lifestyle Dream Vacation in the unique Dominican Republic. Imagine a place with over 1,000 miles of pristine beaches overlooking a crystalline turquoise sea. A place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition. And the sweet-spirited merengue is the natural gas of choice. This is a lifestyle dream vacation. Unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. This is the Lifestyle Vacation Resort in the enchanted Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. Visit their website at lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's lifestyledreamvacation.com. And while you're in this planning your trip, why not let Elite Travel take you there? With that professional touch, all you have to do is give me your travel agent your dates, your desire, and where you want to go, and what kind of trip you're looking to plan, and let them do all the work. Whether you're flying, just booking a hotel, booking a hotel as well as air, car rental, all-inclusive, NY Elite Travel has it all for you. That visit their website at nyelitetravel.com. That's nyelitetravel.com. Okay, guys, I think I went through all my friends. We've got one more, and that is the power of Levine. Have you felt tired and sluggish? I know when the summertime comes, many of us begin to feel a little sluggish. What would you think if I tell you there is a beverage that will give you energy as well as help cure 25 different illnesses? That is the power of Levine. And Levine has five of the most powerful and fruits that you can think of: mango steam, pomegranate, goji. I think I missed one. There's five of them, and I tell you, it's a drink. It's not only is it good for you, but it also tastes good. If you're interested in knowing a little bit more about the product, this is the website at BodyMagic2Go.com. That's BodyMagic2Go, T-O-2Go.com, B-O-D-Y, T-O-M-A-G-I-C, B-O-D-Y-M-A-G-I-C-T-O-G-O.com. That's BODYMAGICTOGO.com. Okay, so we went through all of our friends of the Drive at 5 by, and let's see if our guest is going to be on. Get her on. Yadeh, Yadeh?
Yadeh, I'm here.
Yadeh?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh, great. And I just want to personally welcome you and thank you for agreeing to be my guest on the Drive at 5 Live.
Oh, I'm happy to be here and delighted, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Great. Can you tell me, all the email blasts went out to many people in the listening. Could you just tell me, or tell my listening audience, a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Well, I am, by training and education, I'm a registered dietitian, a certified nutritionist, and I have been practicing for over 20 years. And my passion is health and wellness. And as my day job, I work for the Westchester County Health Department and the community programs. And what we do is community health, and we specialize in prevention. We want people to stay well. And then I've been working with the health department for over 18 years. And prior to that, I worked in some private industries and in hospitals, creating health programs and, you know, working in the food service department. So I have a variety of experience in that field. Recently, I created a program called Wellness, Wealth, and Wisdom. And this is a program that draws attention to whole health. And that includes more than just the physical weight and exercise and the food you eat. And so I created that program over a year ago, and I've been doing seminars and webinars throughout the country and to people all over the country about this program. I've been doing them with large groups, small groups, individuals, and it's my pleasure to provide this information to the public. And yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, why is this so important, do you think, for the community?
Well, you know, as you and most of your listeners probably know, we have an epidemic of obesity in this country.
Yes.
And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And we know that with obesity comes a lot of other chronic diseases.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
In addition to that, we know that as African Americans, as people of color, we have, if everyone else, you know, dies, you know, 2 per 1,000, it's 10 per 1,000 for us. We suffer disproportionately when it comes to chronic diseases and death by chronic diseases. And so I think that what's important for people to understand about this is that a lot of this is preventable. A lot of this, you can do something about it, and it doesn't have to happen to us. It doesn't have to happen to you. You can adopt what we call healthy lifestyle, make healthy lifestyle choices so that we don't have to fall in within those statistics. And as I look at all of the programs and all of the information that's out there and realize that even with that information that people are getting about what to eat, how much to eat, you know, the different types of ingredients in your food and how much to exercise, people are still, you know, getting obese. And in addition to that, our children, our young children are now, you know, because of obesity, showing up with chronic diseases that years past only were seen in the elderly. And so we are looking at a very dire, you know, health outcome for our people and for all Americans in general. And what I like to say that we're committing national suicide because most of these diseases, if not all, are preventable. And we don't have the tools, we don't have the information, we don't understand what it takes to prevent those diseases. And so I wanted to take a fresh look at the way that we deal with, you know, these disease entities and the way that we look at taking care of ourselves. And, you know, I want it to be more of an inclusive kind of approach, a wellness approach where you're looking at everything that can impact your physical health. And so this program was created for that purpose.
You know, it's very, very interesting. And I guess, although I've been doing this show for over a year, I was so ignorant to the fact that there's so many people in our community that really don't know the cause, and this is the best one, the cause and effect of food in which we eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not well, or if you have stomach problems, then we don't know to stay away from the grief. You know, we don't know, you know, if we have issues, we don't know what we can do holistically to really the situation. And I'm not talking about our young children. I'm talking about people who really could be, you know, our parents. Like, we just don't know. So, I mean, where, and I find it to be shocking. So I guess my question to you would be, how do we educate the community about the cause and effect of food?
Well, there's no shortage of information that's out there. You know, unfortunately, the information sometimes can be very, you know, controversial. One week, month, you'll hear one thing about a particular food. The next month, you'll hear, a different possible outcome from eating that food. So it's a lot of information for the public, and the information is not always presented well. And so I think a lot of times people get frustrated. But what I want people to look at is a total wellness package, and not just focus on the food. It's about the components of the program that I created is there are six different components, and it starts with your spiritual wellness. You know, it starts with that core of you, and it has nothing to do with religion. You know, who are you? You know, why are you here? What are you passionate about? What do you think your purpose is in life? What can you contribute to society? You know, what are your belief systems? You know, are your actions and are things that you're doing in line with your belief systems? You know, that's the first thing. That's your core. And you have to get that well. You have to know, you know, what you stand for. They say if you don't stand for something, you'll certainly fall for anything, right? So
that's
you stand
exactly
up. What
right.
do you believe in? What are your belief systems? What is your foundation? You know, and once people are in tune with that and they're solid with that, then there's some other things that people need to be aware of and to create this balanced life. So you have your mental wellness. You know, mental wellness talks about, you know, what are my thoughts? How do I think? Am I a negative person? Am I a positive person? Do I see the glass as half full or half empty? You know, what kind of thoughts are in my, am I having jealous thoughts? Because people don't realize that all of these things eventually impact your physical health. You know, then we talk about emotional health. What are my feelings? Am I in touch with my feelings? Am I allowing my emotions to control me? Or am I able to put my emotions in perspective and to know when to turn it on and turn it off and when to choose a better emotion, right? That's emotional wellness. And then you have financial wellness. A lot of people don't realize that your financial outlook and picture affects your physical body. It affects how you eat, how much you sleep, whether you sleep or not. It affects if you're overeating, if you're not eating, if you're depressed. You know, how is your financial life? Is that well? You know, and then we look at your physical life. I mean, are you taking care of your body? You only get one. You know, are you doing the things that's necessary to keep that in check? So these are the different components of wellness that people need to look at, and all of them need to be in balance in order for you to be totally well. See, wellness back in the day used to be, when I was going to school, they defined wellness as, you know, freedom from disease. So if you weren't sick, or if you weren't aching somewhere or having a fever, you weren't considered sick. You were considered pretty healthy. Things have changed, and now we're adopting, you know, what I call the Eastern definition of wellness, which talks about, you know, just having multiple aspects of your whole life, you know, in check and in balance, and looking at all of these different components to make sure that you are healthy in all of them, you know. And so this is what I call, you know, a wellness. You know, again, one thing that people don't look at, they don't look at their finances. We hear all the time of people who, you know, the stock market crash or they're in a big financial bind, they jump off a bridge, commit suicide because they cannot deal with the pressure. You know, it's a source of stress for people. And most people, I don't know if they realize how stress can impact you physically. And so these are the things that I'm trying to get people to be aware of. It's not just about eating, you know, 2,000 calories and working out every hour, 1 hour a day for a week, whatever it is that you do. It's about making sure that all of these things are in balance, because if one of them is out of sync really a lot, then it can impact everything else. And so I wanted to raise awareness about all of these issues that impact people's health.
Wow, well, you really said a mouthful there in terms, I wasn't even thinking in terms of the entire makeup of a person to be included in the process of wellness, taking what you just said, their lifestyle, their beliefs, are they in sync? That's very, very interesting. And I guess hopelessness also, or the ability to look forward to something. And I think maybe a lot of people maybe have given up. Maybe they think that, you know, that they're, you know, that where they are in the point in their lives that they are, that they can't turn things around. And is that true? Is it the point where we get in which it was just too late, the damage is done?
Well, you know what? The body is fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, as, you know, Bible scripture says. And so a lot of things are reversible. You know, we know that if you lose 10%, if you're overweight or obese and you lose even 10% of your current body weight, you are able to impact, you know, your blood pressure. If you're taking medication, you're able to sometimes impact that as well. You know, your blood sugars. So even though you may already have a disease entity, you can either reverse it or you can control it by really making some healthy lifestyle choices, you know, going forward. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, when you change your outlook on life, you know, you literally can change your entire body system, you know, because on the flip side, if you make negative choices, again, those choices can affect you, you know. And it, to me, it's common sense. You know, people don't see it because they don't look at it. They never think about it. But if you begin to think about it, you know, if you're depressed, if you're not feeling healthy and you're feeling depressed, some people are either going to overeat, they're gonna engage in what we call mindless eating. They're just eating because they're trying to make themselves happy, to give them some kind of drug to turn that depression around. And a lot of times people use food or alcohol, which are both not good. On the flip side, right, some people may not eat at all. They may decide not to eat, and what is that going to do to the body? It's not healthy for the body not to have food. And so when you think about all of the things that the emotions that you feel and the way that you think when you're angry, you know, some of the things that you do and don't do, you'll begin to make the connection between, wow, you mean to tell me that when I'm depressed and I'm not getting enough sleep, oh, that's going to affect what I eat? Absolutely. It's going to affect what you eat, how much you eat, when you eat, whether you eat at all. It's going to affect how you function throughout the day. It's going to affect your productivity. It's going to affect whether you want to get up and do some activity or not. So it begins to form a trickling effect, a domino effect, that eventually ends up in some physical ailment to the body, and it starts in the mind. And that's why I want to draw people's attention to thoughts. Thoughts are things. You know, I often say sometimes you can have emotion. It's okay to have emotion, but it's good to know what emotions you're entertaining, and it's okay to give yourself time, a certain time frame to engage in a certain emotion, then move on. For instance, grieving. You know, we know that there are people, I know people who have had a death, and they're grieving for 20, 30 years. You know, and then with that grief and the way that people are grieving comes a myriad of negative effects on the body. Whereas that person can decide to grieve, okay, I'm going to grieve because that person was in my life, they merit that. You know, and then after that you begin to move on and to replace that grief with some other emotion, more positive emotion, memories about that person, you know, positive things about that person, looking at all the positive attributes and contributions that person made and begin to take that up as your role. Mm-hmm. So these are some things that we can replace with those other negative feelings. So if people become aware of these things, then I think they will make the right choice.
And then also, more importantly, to be able to share this or I should say maybe pass down the legacy of good health.
And that's the most important benefit. Because if you think about it, you know, communities begin with families, individuals actually, and individuals grow into families, and families grow into communities, and communities grow into cities and states and so forth. So, you know, Michael Jackson says, start with the man in the mirror. That's exactly the method that we need to do. And especially as a mother or the head of the household, when you make a change, you leave that legacy and you actually make the change for the entire family, because you're beginning to walk the talk, and they begin to see, you know, look how many of our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers' recipes and other things have been passed down.
Right, yeah.
And it's the same model that will be used when we swap out those negative practices to more positive ones that are more enhancing to our lives. So we pass that now, pass that on. I remember my mother used to always set the table for meals. You know, I grew up where the formal setting, every meal, the placemat, the knife, the fork, the napkin, you know, and so I modeled that. I carried that to my family because it was something that I thought was good. And we also know that we carry negative things. So if the caregiver of the family makes these changes and begin to exemplify that, then you begin to break the chain, because then the next generations will follow through with that. And that's the impact of making the change whenever, you know, you see it. And no matter what age, you know, you can make that change, because it's for you. You're making it for you, but you're also making it because you want to leave that legacy for the people that are in your circle. And so it's important, and it all begins with self-love. It begins with self-love, appreciating, understanding. When you realize that you're here for a purpose, no matter what, you know, the purpose is, big or small, and that's it is valued. It is valued for you and for society. You know, you need to stick around to be able to complete that. And if you don't have a body, you can't do it. And so when you begin to look at this body as something that is a blessing for you, and it's something that you want to be in, then you will begin to appreciate it, and you will begin to take better care of it, because you want to be around so that you can fulfill that purpose of why you're here. So when you look at it from that perspective, and when you look at health and wellness from that perspective, it's not about somebody beating you over the head or about, you know, wanting to fit into that size 5 dress or whatever. It's about your inner purpose. It's about doing what you are here to do and wanting to fulfill that.
I think once a person makes the conscious decision to change their life, and they become in tune with their body, they will notice that they have more energy, and they feel so much better about themselves, and can do so much more as a result of changing their lifestyle, which subsequently means that they would enjoy life better.
Absolutely. You begin to do that. You begin to think in a different way. You begin to adopt positive thoughts, you know, as opposed to negative thoughts. Attention, you begin to live in conscious awareness, being aware of every thought pattern, being aware of every emotion, because if you know that, you know, you need to have positive emotions, positive thoughts, because those things are going to make you feel better, do better, live better, then you are on guard to make sure that nothing will interrupt that. And so if there's a negative thought or a negative emotion that you don't want to entertain, you're in command. And you can determine whether or not I entertain that or not, or how long I entertain that or not. You become the person in charge of your own life. You are in control of your life. And you make the decisions, and you know, you can no longer say, well, it's that person's fault, because you choose. You make these positive choices about everything in your life, and you begin to feel so good about that, because you know that no matter what everybody else does on the outside, or whatever somebody else does on the outside, you are in command and you're in control of your own behavior. That's a powerful feeling.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So how are you going? How would my listeners have the opportunity to learn how to make this change?
Well, I do
put the program together.
Well, I've done several seminars throughout Westchester, and churches have, you know, asked me to come in and do 3 sessions, 4 sessions. I usually like to do no more than an hour session because of the attention span, and I like to get people to do some homework on their own, begin to do some self-investigation, and begin to make some plans for themselves. So I like to do it in no less than 3 sessions, 3, 4, 5, or 6 sessions. And so churches and organizations have invited me to their groups to do these seminars on these different, you know, these different components of wellness. And when I do the seminars, I also give people the tools that they need to do, again, a self-assessment, an honest self-assessment, and then to begin to put a plan in place to make changes in each of these areas so that they can change their life forever. So this is what, you know, I do mostly group sessions. I've done several individual sessions with people who have requested that.
And I tell you, this could be, for those who are listening, a life-changing experience. I remember when I was in New Paltz, West, where I attended school, and we had a small African American community, and they had a Black Studies department, and they were very conscious in making sure that we, as students on campus, was very conscious. So what they did, they had several lectures with Dick Gregory, who came on the campus and
yes,
spoke
I remember
to us.
Dick Gregory. Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, you know, secondhand, you know, resources, like getting things through meat and this and that and the other, and why we should become a vegetarian. And I have to tell you, the entire campus became a vegetarian.
Wow.
It was the most amazing thing. You know, people were, you know, students were in their rooms juicing there and experimenting with different types of juices and say, oh, I tried this, this is the ingredients. And we did this the whole time we were up in New Paltz. And to my surprise, and this is 1973, to my surprise, when I run into people today who went to school in New Paltz, you know, they still are very conscious of their diet, and most of them are still vegetarians.
I believe it. Because once you give people this information and you make this change, even if you backslide for a minute, this is already in you, and so you have a new reference point to go back to.
Right.
So even if you decide, okay, let me, you know, go off the tangent for a minute, you have a different reference point, and so you go back to that. Because it's in you and you're aware of it. And because you always, you know, majority of people, you want to do the best thing for your life. You want to have the best life. You know, and so most people don't go out and self-sabotage. Most people want to put a good foot forward and make the right choices so that they can help themselves, you know, given that option.
Right. It's just unfortunate they just don't know how. And this is where you come in. You put together the roadmap for them to follow.
Yes. I give people, you know, the roadmap, give them several choices, because there's so many different things that people can do, and there's no one-size-fit-all in wellness.
Right.
You know,
right.
What I give people the tools to be able to select what works for them. It's just like with an exercise program. I tell people, if you're going to work out, you know, some people, my daughter, for instance, she likes cycling. So she does spinning.
Okay.
She loves it. I hate it.
I don't like spinning.
But I walk, I run. You know, I do Zumba.
Okay.
So everyone, you get a list of things that you can do for a particular issue, and you pick whatever makes you happy. You pick the ones that
right.
you know you love, because if you love them, you'll do them. And so the wellness
yeah.
package is the same thing. You know, I give people a number of options to choose from to, you know, to change and to improve all those different areas so that they can, you know, what I do may not be the best thing for them, but I'll give them a list of references, a list of things to do.
Right.
And then they
right.
can pick whatever is best.
And then they can tailor it for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Again. Yes.
And this is because
you have to do this. So you don't know one else. You're not going to go to a practitioner and have them do something for you. This is something that you have to, each person has to, you know, take charge and make a decision. Everything starts with this. Everything is about decision. You have to make a decision that my life is important enough for me to make these tough changes. They're tough changes. They're not easy changes.
Right,
but
right.
if you want the result, then you're going to have to make those tough changes. You're going to have to make those decisions. There's no other way.
You're absolutely correct about that. And your blueprint is tailored, like you said before, to yourself. So you can't judge other people where they are on the ladder.
Exactly.
You know, you have to start where you are.
Exactly. Each person do their own private evaluation. They don't even have to show it to me. I give you the tools. You do the evaluation. Mm-hmm. You have to be honest with yourself. That's when you cannot, if you're building on something that's not true, you know you're not going to get very far. If you're 400 pounds and you do an evaluation, you go, oh, my weight is all right, then you know, where do you expect to go from there? Honesty and you know, being honest with yourself is the first thing, awareness of where you are, honest awareness. And then you move from there. You know, you figure out where you are, that's your starting point. And then you'll get to assess to see, well, where am I? I'm at 1 and I need to get to a 10. You know, am I at a 2? How do I get to a 10? What are the things that I have to do? And you have to honestly put down the things that you have to do in order for you to get to a 10. You know, and then when you get to a 5, you say, okay, now I'm at a 5 in this area. What else do I have to do to get to a 10? And each individual will have to do it. It's something that each person has to do. There's no magic bullet. You know, it's each person taking an honest look at every area of their life and saying, you know what, I'm a minus 5 in this area and I need to fix it.
And let me ask you a question. And should we be realistic with our goal, and should we have an understanding that everyone does not look good in 5'8"?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some people are born a 10. They're born. You're never going to get down. Your body structure would not allow it for you unless you want to be in a coffin. People have to accept this is my body type. I'm never going to look like Twiggy. I'm never going to look like this is what I have. This is who I am, and I'm happy with that. It's so funny. I was getting a pedicure yesterday, and I wear a size 10. Sometimes I wear a size 11, depending on the style of the shoe. I don't want my feet to hurt, so I'll get 11. And I looked at my feet, and they were doing my feet, and all the people sat next to me had these little tiny feet. And I go, oh, Lord, thank God that I have feet. I am so happy that I have feet. I didn't care what everybody else. I love my feet. You understand? I'm happy. My feet, what am I going to do, shave it down to a size 2 or 5 or 6? No. I have big feet. And I'm happy that I have big feet. I'm happy that I have feet. Some people don't have feet.
That's true.
And so I've been looking at my toes. They look so beautiful, and I've been looking at them since yesterday, and I go, wow, they are so beautiful, as big as they are, you know. And there are certain body parts that you have, there are certain things you can't change, you know. And
right.
So it's a matter of appreciating, this is what I have, let me work with what I have, and let me appreciate what I have,
mm-hmm.
and move forward, you know. So that's about, you know, that's one important area that people have to come to terms with.
For my listening audience, I want to take this opportunity for those individuals who would like to contact you further, to get more information about you and your program. Can you give them your contact information, whether it's a phone number, email,
yes,
or
website? I'll give both. My telephone number is 914-582-1928. Again, that's 914-582-1928. And they can email me at yadidahy@aol.com. I'm going to spell it. It's Y as in yes, E as in Eddie, D as in David, I as in ink, D as in David, A as in apple, H as in Harry. That's Yadida and the initial Y as in yes at aol.com. And they can talk to me about if there's someone who wants to schedule a series of seminars or want to have an individual, several individual sessions, then we can schedule that. But, again, it's important for us to, in the community, to be able to get this information and share it with others so that
Absolutely.
We can create a well community, and we can change our own lives and change our own communities and be the masters of our own destiny. And this is going to allow us to do that.
I tell you, I don't want to sound, you know, very alarming, but we really are at a state of emergency. You know, when you walk, sometimes I sit in my car, and I just observe the people walking, you know, to and fro, whether they're going to the store or to the bank or just cross the street, they're taking a stroll or whatever. And my God. We are in a state of emergency.
Yes, we are.
And people think it's okay.
Yes.
It's not okay to huff and puff. It's not okay to sweat profusely when walking a half a block.
Yes.
There's something wrong with that. And let me ask you, how come we don't know that? How come we don't understand that there's something wrong with that?
I don't have the answer to, but I do know that there's information out there, you know. But the thing is, you know, if you're not looking for the information, if you've given up, if you've given up hope, and that you have, and that you're resigned to the fact that, you know what, I'm going to get diabetes, I'm going to get heart disease, I'm going to get high blood pressure because I'm so-and-so or because my family members have it. If you have already accepted that, then you're not going to do anything because you think that it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it. And so people just eat whatever, do whatever, because they think, well, I'm going to get it anyway. But people have to realize that you can make changes, and you don't have to suffer from these ailments. Your life can be different. It begins with the choices you make, even economically. You know, the choices we're living with, the things that we're living through now are choices we made years ago for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we can't blame other people because we have not decided, we've not made a decision that it's not okay to live a life of crime, or it's not okay to live a life of poverty, or it's not okay. People think, oh, it's okay, it's just inevitable, I can't do anything about it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
And then you decide, each one decides that I want a different life, and I'm going to do everything that I need to, the information will come. It says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's wonderful, yes.
But people have to be ready.
Absolutely.
People have to really want this wholeheartedly. They have to want to have a different life and a better life, not just lip service, but really, really want this. And I guarantee you that the information will come to them. They won't even have to go chasing it. And then when they get the information, they have to be willing to do the hard thing. People don't want to do what's hard. But we have to change that. As a community, we have to be willing to roll up our sleeves and make the sacrifices and do hard things in order to get the results that we want.
And you and I, we're not on the radio advocating slim is better, or, you know, versus, you know, someone who's maybe stocky. We're really not talking. That's not what this is about.
No, absolutely not.
And I hope people understand. This is about life and death. This is the difference between someone living a full life, possibly 100, versus someone who can only make it to 40.
Absolutely.
The lifestyle which they make.
Absolutely. The thing that gets me is that we have business people, and in business, if you start a business, and your business, you're in business to make money, and your business is, you have a plan for your business, and your business plan, you're not making any money. Change the business plan. You go and you look at your business plan, and you go, you know what, this plan is not working. My goal is to make money as a business, therefore I have to change my plan because this plan is not working. Some changes in order for me to start being profitable. Well, people need to run their lives the same way they run their business. The results that I want for my life, if I'm not getting the results, then I have to look at my actions, look at the things that I've done, the choices that I've made, and I have to go back and make some new choices if I want the results that I'm getting. As I said, you can't expect to do the same thing day in, day out, and expect a different result. If you want a different result, you have to do something differently. And this is important in every aspect of life, whether it's in your physical wellness, whether it's in your financial wellness, whether it's in your education, no matter what aspect of your life you want to change, you have to take a good look at it. You have to be willing to make some new choices if the choices that you made in the past are not working for you. And this is something that you can apply to every part of your life. And therefore, you can be successful in all these components. You can be successful in wealth, you know. You can have money. You know, you can be wealthy. You can be financially free because you're going to apply the same principle. If it's not okay to be broke, it's not okay for me to be living paycheck to paycheck. Why am I living paycheck to paycheck? Why am I getting evicted? Why am I not paying my bills? Where's my money going? This is that honest assessment that people need to take a look at. It's nobody's fault that you don't go to work and do what you're supposed to do, or, you know, that you don't produce. You have to look at yourself. You have to look at yourself, and you have to be willing to make those changes so that your result can be different. And that's what I'm saying. And that's why it's a holistic picture, because it looks at every single part of your life.
Wow. I can't say any better than what you just said, and you're absolutely right. You know, we are in control, whether we want to face that fact or not. We are in control of our own life and destiny. And I think once you give up that that control, then anything, and then you're receptive to whatever happens to you.
Exactly, that's what has happened to us. We have rendered ourselves powerless, and we are settling. We're settling for whatever because we have given up hope. You know, we have to go back and get that hope, and we have to do. And people don't want to look and see the dirt. People don't want to look at their linen, pick up the flat sheet, and look under it and say, "Oh, the fitted sheet is messed up and wrinkled, and it got spots on it." They don't want to see that, and so we have to do that. We're not going to – anything that you want to do, you have to start with an honest assessment. And so as individuals, as families, as communities, we have to go back and look at ourselves and say, where did I go wrong? Where did I get off track? What's going on in my life to prevent me from getting where I need to go? And look at it internally. And then begin to say, okay, but you have to be able to admit – and come to terms with, you know what, I made this bad decision, I made this decision, and I need to make some new decisions. And then reach out, who can I get to help me to make sure that I'm going to get the information that I need? And also, what resources do I need to make sure that I make those good decisions and I am consistent with them? And it all still boils down to each individual. So I can't go around blaming this, that, and the other because I have made poor choices. It's my life, and I'm responsible for my life. And so this is something that our community, we have to do it. If we intend to get better and to improve and to reach the height that I know we're capable of, we have to begin to do these things. I mean, and someone you look, you may find that, you know what, I need to stop buying clothes. I need to stop going shopping and spending up all my money on clothes and pay my rent so I won't get evicted. You know? Or maybe I need to stop running to the corner store and buying food and maybe I need to stop going to the casino or Las Vegas or wherever. Maybe I need to stop, you know, buying so much this, or maybe I need to stop spending here. Maybe I need to stop bringing my lunch to work as opposed to spending $7 a day on junk that's making me unhealthy anyway. You know, maybe I need to, you know, spend more quality time with the children, and it's not about spending money. It's about just sitting down. And maybe I need to stop buying all these expensive toys for my children to replace something that I should be giving them. These are the hard things, that questions we need to ask ourselves and look at, and then begin to make the changes that we need to make to move forward.
What would you suggest for a person who's saying, I'm listening to this show, and finally the light bulb found just came on, and they're saying, you know what, I want to make a change. What would you suggest? What would you suggest they start? What should they do today to get them on the right path?
Well, today they can just look at, write down those components. You write down, you look at your spiritual, where am I spiritually? That's the heart and soul of people, of each person. That is the core of you. What do I believe in? You know, what are my belief system? What do I believe in morally? What is it that I will not do? What are the things that I, what do I want out of life? You know, is my lifestyle lined up with my spiritual beliefs? If I believe in, if I'm a Christian and I, you know, and I believe in forgiveness and all that, am I forgiving people? If I believe in commandments and it says thou shalt not steal, am I stealing? That's the start. You start there and you look at the spiritual core of you. You go inside and find that. Why am I here? What are my gifts? What am I good at? What would I do even if nobody paid me? And you begin to figure that out. That's figuring out you. Okay? That's a start. And then after that, you know, you look at the mental picture of yourself. You know, what do I think about all the time? You begin to really pay attention. I call it watching the thinker. You begin to pay attention to the thoughts that are coming through your head. And sometimes you write them down, you know? Write them down. What am I thinking most of the time? Are they happy thoughts? Are they jealous thoughts? Are they angry thoughts? What am I thinking about? And then after you go through that, you know, emotionally, what do I feel? Am I happy? What makes me happy? Am I sad? Am I angry? Am I depressed? You go through and you're really taking stock of all of those different components. Financially, where am I? Am I broke? Am I living from paycheck to paycheck? Do I have a savings account? What do I want my financial picture to look like? You know, what do I want financially out of my life? What do I want my legacy to be? What do I want to pass on to my children? Write those things down. Then what I would say is you begin to look at the one that's impact you in a negative way the most. You look at the one that has the greatest impact on you, and you work on that. You start working on that first. You know, it's just like when I was financially stable years ago, you know, when I looked at my finances and I saw, you know, you have all these different bills. You got credit card bills, school loans, everything. And what one professional, Susie Orman, that I saw on Oprah's show said, what you do is you take them one at a time. You take the one with the highest interest first and you pay that one off. And the money you save from paying that one off, then you pay the next, and you pay the next, and you pay, and that's how you have to look at. You take the components of your life, and you begin to look at which one of them. Maybe spiritually you're okay. Maybe you're strong spiritually, and you don't need that much work. But maybe your finances are really wreaking havoc on your life. And once you fix that, and once you get that in balance, that you'll begin to see the change in other parts of your life. And it's a process. It's not something that you do in one shot, or it's an ongoing process, because you're constantly evaluating, you're constantly elevating, you're constantly making positive changes, and it becomes a good cycle. And so, you know, but you have to look at that spiritual component first, because that's your root, that's your ground, that's your anchor. And I tell you, when all the other components are a little out of sync, that's where you go for strength, especially as people of color. We know that that's our strength, and that's where we go to, you know, to get refreshed. So you have to make sure that that's strong and that's straight, and that not just that, yeah, I believe in this, I believe in that, but is my life consistent with those beliefs? Am I living that, or am I just saying that? And when you start living that and your belief and your actions, you know, become one, your anchor is solid. And then you can begin to work on the others. So that's the process.
Well, I tell you, I know that, you know, they don't mean to shock the our audience, but this is the information that they really, truly, truly need to, and they're doing the right thing, but just by listening to the show, it's putting them on the right path. And for those individuals who have friends who need to hear this, they can always go back to the States and July 18th and re-listen to this broadcast. I think this is something that should be shared with so many people in the community. Now, what are you having? Are you having a workshop where people can be invited to go to, and if you're just coming up?
I don't have anything scheduled because, as a matter of fact, I will be, you know, I also do a lot of travel. And so I'm working on some group tours, and so that I don't have anything scheduled for the between now and the fall. But as I said before, I schedule groups. I've had several. I've had free seminars at the library in the past. As I said before, churches have booked me. Community organizations have booked me to come in and to talk to their constituents about these programs. And I've gone and I've done 3-hour sessions. I've done 3 or 4 1-hour sessions. And, you know, this is how I work. This is the information. But I don't have anything already scheduled from now, between now and the fall.
You know, driving around the city of Yonkers, I noticed two banners, one on Yonkers Avenue. I can't. And I think the other one I saw was on Central Avenue, I believe. And the banner talks about the St. John's Church that's doing a obesity drive, for the lack of a better word. And my understanding, it starts the 21st of this month, and it goes through August. Mm-hmm. That may be a good networking opportunity for you. You just maybe contact the church and mm-hmm. And see if you can get in there, because you know, I mean, this even if they didn't help, I don't know if they plan on have vendors or speakers, but that would be, I think that'd be an excellent venue for you in getting the information out.
Thank you for that. I'm constantly looking for groups and venues and places. And, you know, as we're both part of Sister to Sister International, every year when we do the health symposium, the Healthy Weekend Extravaganza, these are some of the things that we talk about. And Sister to Sister, I just worked with Sister to Sister to sponsor a series of webinars. You know, we had our sister Jewel Diamond Taylor do several components of this this wellness. And she will also be at the next symposium, the Wellness Weekend. And so, you know, we definitely maybe we'll come back on and with Cheryl Brannon, and we'll talk about some of the things that, you know, are going to be discussed, because it's in line with the same wellness
And that's in September.
Yes, it's in September. So maybe, you know, Cheryl Brannon can come on and we can talk about that, and people can come out to that and hear some of these workshops, hear some of the information, you know, so they can begin to make some changes.
Absolutely. Actually, Cheryl was on last year when she had, you know, we had the post symposium. Do you have a date for that so my listening audience can jot that down to save the date?
Okay, I can.
I don't have it.
Hold on a second. I don't have it at my fingertips because I don't. I'm not in a place where I have that information. But I think we can come on. I'm trying to see. I don't have my sister calendar with me, but I know that it's in September, and
yeah,
I can certainly.
Yeah, if you can get that back, you can get back to me with that.
Yes, I can definitely get back to you with the exact dates and, as a matter of fact, the location, you know, of the symposium. And we can share it with the guests at maybe next week. We can share that information with the guests. And they can feel free to come out. Yeah.
Absolutely. I tell you, she's been doing this for many years. It's grown to the level that it is now. And it is phenomenal. I remember when she first used to do them in the little museum.
Mm-hmm.
She has passed that by now. So yes, let's do that. Let's plan to have you back on the show, a panel discussion with Cheryl, to talk about this healthy symposium, which is coming up in September.
It's
either the second or third week of September, and, you know, so people learn about knowing that stuff.
Yes, and as I said before, our sister Jewel Diamond Taylor will be the keynote speaker, and she will be talking about wellness and some of the things that people can do in order to achieve wellness as well. I'll be there.
Okay.
She'll be the featured speaker for that day. But this is a topic that we have been repeating because it's so important. You know, we want people to get it. And it's very, very important for us to, you know, so they say you have to hear some things maybe 10, 11 times before it actually, you know, takes root. And so we want to make sure that we are providing this information for our people so that our sisters and our families, so that they can, this can become the norm. You know, instead of the abnorm, we have to make sure that this becomes the norm. People thinking that they can live, they deserve to have a healthy life, and that they can make the necessary changes in order to do that.
Absolutely. Wow. It's 5:59.
Mm-hmm.
So before we end the show, why don't you give your contact information again, my listening audience?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Yadida Yehuda, and the telephone number is 914-582-1928, and the email address is yedidaehuda hy@aol.com. And so feel free to contact me, and I'm happy to share this information. If you want to schedule a series of seminars or one seminar for your constituents or congregation, I'm happy to work it out. So I look forward to your call. And I thank you. I thank you so much for inviting me. And it's an absolute pleasure for me to be able to share this information with your audience.
Thank you so much. And I'll speak with you probably perhaps tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good evening out there in Radio Land.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye. Okay. So I hope that, you know, each and every one of you that was on the call really got something really out of it. I mean, this was absolutely much, much needed and information. And again, we're not there to advocate, you know, people being thin. We're here to advocating people being healthy. Okay, so that's it until next week. Be safe. It's going to be a storm, I'm told, this evening. And we look forward and seeing you next week this time. Have a fantastic and a healthy week. Bye-bye, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Media Demo.